The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
5 minutes after 8 o'clock, this is Piscopo in the Morning, but we are Piscopolis. He's going to be back on Monday. He is preparing to MC the Rawlings Gold Glove Awards tonight, but lucky us, we get not only yours truly, Frank Moreno and Al Gattulo, but the theater columnist for the New York Post, Michael Riedel, who you can hear every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 on this station. And so far, the reviews are overwhelmingly positive. Janine Myers commenting on Facebook, you should have Michael Riedel as a fill-in more often. I am enjoying the show.
Thanks, Mom. Thanks. I really appreciate that. Look out, Joe. You got a little Eve Harrington right here in the mix. You take the day off, and I'm on the rise.
That you are. You know, we're in the shadow of Ground Zero now, and the front page of your paper, the New York Post today, has a fascinating story about kids that went to school.
Stuyvesant, down at Stuyvesant.
Yeah, and there's one other school that they profile as well, and something like 14 kids that were in school at the time of September 11th attacks have all developed these very rare forms of cancer.
Cluster of cases in Ground Zero students. Cancer haunts 9/11 kids. That's the Post headline.
We always think of the first responders who dealt at Ground Zero for a long time, or the people that lived near here. But a lot of times we don't think of the folks that went to school down here in the neighborhood. You think this is going to be one of those things where we're finding out new cases of this for many years to come?
I suspect. I mean, you think what was released when those buildings fell. I mean, I don't know about chemicals, but I imagine there's big clouds of asbestos around there, and it's going to take its toll on people who were caught up in that horrible day.
Yeah, no, that's for sure. And you know,
I remember, I live in the West Village on Perry Street, and I had a view of the World Trade Center from my living room window, and I have a lot of memories of that day. But the one I think the one that haunts me the most, the army of people who were walking up the West Side Highway from the attacks, covered in ash and dust. It was an army of white zombies. Nobody's panicking. Nobody's going crazy. People were just trying to get through to the loved ones on the phone. Right. But everybody was covered in ash and dust.
Yep.
Yeah. No, it's a sad situation. It is an interesting story that folks should read in the New York Post. And speaking of the New York Post, the paper that you write for,
greatest newspaper in the world, I may say.
you're the last Broadway columnist in New York, right?
I am. Yeah. You know, once upon a time, the newspapers, they all had Broadway columnists. You remember these names? Dorothy Kilgallen was a big columnist at the Journal American. Walter Winchell was the famous Broadway columnist. Jeffrey's father, Leonard Lyons. Earl Wilson, they were all Broadway columnists. They were out every night going to the shows, going to Sardi's. That's where they got all their scoops and their tips and whatnot. And I am the last. There's no Broadway column at the Times anymore or Newsday. I had a Broadway column years ago at the Daily News, but they never replaced it when I left. I am the last of the newspaper Broadway columnists.
So we're also seeing among the newspapers that are still in business a decline in all the other aspects that local newspapers used to cover. Queens, for instance, if it was its own city, would be not only the second largest city in the state, but one of the largest cities in the country. There is no coverage of what happens in Queens State Supreme Court. There's very little coverage of what happens in the federal courts in Brooklyn and in Manhattan. You're seeing the Staten Island Advance, my hometown paper, used to have a full-time Washington, D.C. person, full-time Albany person, and a full-time City Hall reporter. They have none of those things right now. And we saw last week two local internet-based sources of journalism, DNA Info and The Gothamist, shut down.
Shut down because they wanted to unionize.
The reporters voted to unionize. Yeah. So a week later, I think it was Ricketts. Yeah. He says, all right, we're shutting this down. So my question for you is, Michael, in an era where it's tougher and tougher for these newspapers and local media sources to get advertising because it's so much easier to advertise on social media so that you can target 38-and-a-half-year-olds that live in the zip code 10314 who have blonde nieces, you can get whatever kind of niche market that you want to knit, that you want to target. What does that mean for the future of local journalism, radio, television, and so forth? And if these newspapers and local media sources continue to die, what does that mean for the fabric of places like New York and other localities?
It means you and I, Frank, have to start looking for new jobs. It's called We're Doomed. That's what it's called. Listen, no secret that newspapers are struggling in the age of the internet. But I'm happy to report at the Post, our internet seems to do pretty well. We have millions of viewers every day. We get these traffic reports, and you know, sometimes 8.5 million people have read an article. Sadly, it's rarely one of my Broadway columns.
Well, but you know, I think a lot of the...
So if you're listening, please click on my column today. Take a look.
But so a lot of the folks that the Daily News, the New York Post, the New York Times, they have a vibrant online presence, but they seem to rely more on the advertisements that are online, which means that they're going to do stories that are national clickbait. Your Kardashian stories, your Trump stories.
What's happening is that the great New York papers, which they had the spirit, the vitality, the energy of New York City, when they're online, they're chasing hits and clicks from people all over the world. So you have to broaden out your subjects. So you have to go after the big celebrity stories, that kind of gossip. And the New York characters sometimes fall by the wayside, because if you're living in L.A., you're going to click on a Kardashian story, but you're not going to click on some story that happened in Queens.
Right. So right now, it is easier to find out what's happening in Catalonia than it is in what's happening in Carroll Gardens. Yeah. So do you have any strategies at all for stemming the blood loss here for local media outlets? Anything, any reason at all to be out there?
Do I look like Rupert Murdoch to you?
I don't know. Give us something.
You know what? Here's what I do believe. I believe we in the newspaper business, the only way we will survive is to get the most exciting stories and present them in the most compelling way. And it's incumbent upon us as reporters and writers to be really good writers with a personality that engages the reader. So if you like Broadway, they say, I want to see what Regal has to say today in the paper.
Yeah, fair enough. 877-970.
Remember what I said, folks. I want to see what Riedel has to say in the paper today.
No, but you bring up a good point. I mean, from a sports perspective, Peter King, who wrote, writes for Sports Illustrated, but they gave him his own website, Monday Morning Quarterback. He gets tons of hits. He has a whole staff that he, you know, I have friends that work over there that are doing a tremendous job. But it's all him, and you want to go over there every Monday to see what he has to say about the NFL. That's exactly the model.
Things are so tough for him. He's got a moonlight as a congressman now. I mean,
That's not that Peter King. There's a lot of Peter Kings out there.
I see. Now,
one works for radio. Another one works for Sports Illustrated.
And the other works for us.
I want to bring this story to your attention, Michael. Headline in today's failing New York Times. After night of drinking, FBI supervisor wakes to find a woman stole his gun. An FBI counterterrorism supervisor is under internal investigation after a woman stole his gun following a night of heavy drinking in a North Carolina hotel. In July, Robert Manson, a unit chief in the FBI's international terrorism section, had his Glock 40 caliber handgun, a $6,000 Rolex watch, and $600 in cash stolen from his room in this hotel, evidently by an exotic dancer.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, what profession did this woman have when she was with her?
No arrests have been made.
Government's finest.
Police officers have not recovered the gun. But is it any wonder that given that the people in charge of counterterrorism are getting
are bombed
guns stolen by strippers. That
makes
maybe,
me feel safe, Frank.
Right,
makes me feel safe here.
Around the corner from here, we still have terrorists ramming trucks into innocent people.
Well, let's not taint all law enforcement. You know as
I'm
well
not,
as
I'm
I do that these guys
guy.
Are really talented, really skilled,
well,
and
some
really
of them
brave.
Are. Some of them know. Are.
And a few of them are apparently are drunks with a thing for I love a stripper, though, who steals a Glock. I can understand stealing the guy's wallet, the Rolex, but she says, ah, I'm going to take that Glock
yeah,
with
it's
me.
A souvenir.
It's money.
A souvenir.
No,
yeah,
it's
she's
money.
Selling.
She's going to sell it.
Yeah. So I think that
hasn't been arrested, though, yet. They haven't found
anyone. Nobody. This is, I'm telling you, you know, I had real questions after we were told that Russia tipped us off to the Tsarnaev brothers, and they said, psst, by the way, watch out for these guys. They're trouble.
Yeah.
And we still put them in a position to be able to attack the Boston Marathon.
How about the guy who just shot up the church? And it was an administrative error
right.
on the part of the
right.
Air Force
right.
yeah.
that they didn't let the FBI know that he'd clocked his wife and cracked some kid's skull.
The Orlando nightclub shooter was warned repeatedly. They said, hey, by the way, this guy's a terrorist. Yeah. FBI interviewed him 3 times. He was still in a position to buy this assault rifle and shoot a whole bunch of people. You know, the Chelsea bomber, again, on the radar screen of law enforcement. So my question is, I don't think this is an accident. The folks that are in charge of counterterrorism in our country repeatedly get told, by the way, this is what's happening. And they seem to be, at least in this particular case,
they're hanging
more
out at
preoccupied with getting their Rolexes stolen
and pole
strippers.
Dancers.
But if you look at, and this is a serious point, and I know it's a silly story in some respects, but it's not. If you look at the people that get arrested for terrorism, the overwhelming majority of them that get arrested, it's for plots that the FBI
is aware
sets
of.
Up. No, they set them up.
Right.
They kind of lure you in. Hey,
yeah,
by the
yeah.
way, I'm a jihadist. Wouldn't you like to be a jihadist too? And they,
I'm a jihadist. Wouldn't you like to be a jihadist
exactly.
to be a jihadist?
I think we need a totally different approach to counterterrorism in this country, and I think it begins with getting rid of folks who get their.
Has this
Rolexes.
Guy been fired?
He's under an internal review. I mean, how long does it take to review a case like this?
Yeah, I know. His Rolex is gone, his wallet's gone, and his Glock is gone.
That's for sure.
You know, how many investigators do we have to figure out, do we need to figure out what happened to him that night in the, was it a hotel room where he went after the...
Evidently. That's what's being reported. So it is interesting. All right. Everybody's abuzz with these tax reform proposals, Michael. The Senate unveiled its proposal yesterday. The House has had his proposal. Al's happy that he gets to maintain his deductions under the Senate proposal for his $1 million mortgage interest,
I don't
which
have
would not have been present under the House
no.
Proposal. Have
taxes are going to go up, though, in New Jersey with the election of your new governor.
Mm. Well, he wants to do all these great things. Somebody's got to pay for it, and it's just not going to be millionaires. It's going to be
you, Al. Business.
That's correct.
It's going to be you.
Correct. I love this idea that he wants to
Al
legalize marijuana.
He's got
I love the fact that he wants to legalize marijuana, but it's only going to bring in $300 million in tax revenue.
Yeah.
All these other things, free education, college education. He wants to make the state basically a sanctuary state.
Yep.
All these different things he wants to do.
Raise the minimum wage.
Raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Who's paying for it? It's not just millionaires, because guess what? Millionaires can afford to move out.
They leave.
He doesn't seem to understand.
You're
that.
Stuck there, Al.
Exactly.
You are the one who is going to be footing the bill for all the stuff that your new governor wants to do.
And the people in New York are going to be footing the bill for all the things that Mayor de Blasio wants to do.
At least we've got Andrew Cuomo there who's check on de Blasio.
See, that's the thing. De Blasio wants to do all these great things, but he's going to get blocked by Albany of a lot of it. In New Jersey, we're not going to have that block. That's
well,
the problem.
That's, we all get the government we deserve.
Come on over to our side of the Hudson now.
With these taxes, and your congressman has already said this, Dan Donovan, and many others here in the area, the not being able to deduct your state and city tax is a major problem. And a lot of them, I think, including Dan Donovan, have said they're not going to vote on this bill the way it's presently constituted.
That's right. There are 33 Republicans from these high tax states in the House. They can afford to lose 22 of them. But any more than that, and it doesn't pass.
It's sunk.
Yeah. So do you think
I think they'll lose
them.
I hope so. But I think that this bill, as presently the way it's written right now, has got to be adjusted.
Well, what are you hoping for in tax reform? Just
you know what I like? I like low taxes. That's really the only reform I'm interested in. I like low taxes. taxes. But I like to be able to choose what I want to do with my money, not have to fork it over to a bunch of bureaucrats in the government who decide what they're going to do with my money.
But are you willing to give up some deductions for lower rates?
I am.
And that becomes the political problem.
It's the trade-off.
Everybody always wants to do away with the other guy's deductions, but nobody wants to do away with their own deductions. Yeah. So
we're all going to have to compromise and do away with some things so we can get the taxes down. Because in the end, taxes are going to – they'll kill a city. We saw this happen, Frank, to New York City when it spiraled out of control in the 70s. It was years of tax and spend. And, you know, as Ernest Hemingway said, how does a man go bankrupt? At first, very slowly, and then very quickly.
Yeah, well,
and that's what happened to New York in the 70s.
That is for sure. Some great news for our listeners and for Al and me is we've all heard these Dennis Prager, Adam Carolla commercials their upcoming show at the King's Theater. These are the worst commercials ever. I mean, you would never listen to these commercials and think that's a show that I want to see. I've just been informed that this show at King's Theater has been canceled. So mercifully, we will not have to listen to these awful commercials with Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla anymore.
What's Dennis Prager's show like? What is he? Tells a few jokes?
No, the radio show is great.
Yeah, but what's his live show like?
I don't know.
Does he sing? Does he dance?
No, Dennis is actually great in terms of a live performance as well. And Carolla, I think, is great. But putting the two together in the form of these 60-second commercials, this made you long for the sound of nails on a blackboard. I mean, this was awful. So thankfully,
makes a great beer too, by the way, Adam.
Really?
Yeah, a friend of mine is friends with him and is trying to hook me up that I can sample some of his wares.
All right, before we
can't
get
you play
to
that commercial for me, just
no,
so I can
no,
I can
no. Absolutely
it.
Not. You will never mercifully never hear this again. Those of you that are holding,
hear
we
it.
Will get to you. No, you've heard it, Debbie.
I want
to
hear it again.
It's Adam Carolla talking about his botched circumcision. It's Dennis
Prager. That's right.
Talking about cigar smoke that's ready to be blown. It's really bizarre.
Abbott and Costello, they are not, apparently.
That is, it's Abbott and Abbott, these two.
Entertainment, you know?
That's for sure. All right, Debbie.
And by the way, I didn't know Al had $1 million home.
Yes.
Thanks for enlightening us.
News to me.
It's $1 million mortgage.
Yeah,
oh, the mortgage. Oh, wow.
No,
Al.
It's like my other buddy, Don LaGreca, on another radio station. Michael Kay all the time likes to refer to him as having an indoor pool. He doesn't have an indoor pool. I don't have $1 million house.
He's got a leak. That's right. The indoor pool.
I was going to say, invite us over sometime, Al. He never invited us.
No.
Jeez.
No.
He's not going to anyway.
What do you want to see in tax reform?
I want to see just better management because they're not managing our money well, you know. Tax reform. I don't know exactly how to do it. That's why I'm not elected. But they've got to do something. It's mind-boggling.
Stump Debbie there, I think. Stump Debbie with tax reform questions. There you go.
I have an idea. Cut the salaries of a lot of people. That are, you know, mayors and things. I'm sorry, mayors. But, like, some people that are getting overpaid.
No, how about firing FBI agents who get drunk and have their Glock stolen?
No, but that is all a drop in
fire
the
them.
Bucket. I mean, what they're talking about in Washington is fundamental tax reform. Maybe in the 9 o'clock hour.
Okay.
We're going to invite everybody to come forward with their tax reform plan.
Okay, good
maybe
idea.
Maybe you want flat. Maybe you want consumption. Maybe you want just across-the-board tax cuts. Maybe you
yes,
want to
cuts.
Do away with deductions.
Cuts.
We will invite everybody to come forward with
flat's
their,
good. Flat tax is good.
Well, so we'll save that for the 9 o'clock hour.
Okay.
We'll talk with Jeffrey Lyons next. Debbie, how are the roads looking?
Let's see what's happening. We can maybe get rid of the tolls. Maybe that would be nice, too. Let's see what's happening right now, though, as we head to the northern state eastbound at IU Willits Road. That's an accident. A couple of lanes remain blocked. A tractor trailer went right into the overpass. Traffic is still a problem as you head over to the New England Thruway North at Connor Street. Accident investigation on the ramp. Cross Bronx East at Jerome Avenue. That disabled tractor trailer is still out there blocking a lane. Inbound GWB an hour. Lincoln 25, Holland still waiting 15. Brought to you by Compassion International. Every child is born with talents, hopes, and dreams, but poverty will steal those dreams. You can help a child find hope when you become their sponsor with Compassion International. Give a child a chance to dream again. Find out how at compassion.com/radio. Checking the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 40. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Walsh is looking for motivation from Republican voters.
From the moment Trump raised his right hand and was sworn in, the same thing has been happening in every election. Democrats right now are way, 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 way more fired up than Republicans. It's not even close.
The Joe Walsh Radio Program. Weeknights at 9, right before Eric Metaxas at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
The time is now to start putting those party plans together. Whether it's a corporate, birthday, or holiday party, bar or bat mitzvah, bridal or baby shower, or wedding reception, Portobello Restaurant in Oakland, New Jersey has got you covered. With five banquet rooms that can accommodate from 35 to 250 people and a menu that'll make your mouth water. Just the two of you? Portobello is open for lunch and dinner and offers an Italian or fusion menu. There's entertainment every Friday and Saturday evening with DJ music and dancing. Sunday brunch is served from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And don't forget to check out comedy nights in the banquet hall. Portobello Restaurant, 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. For reservations, call 201-337-8990, extension 1. Banquet requests, call 201-337-8990, extension 2. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit online at portobellonj.com. That's portobellonj.com. This is What's Your Wrinkle with plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry.
Have you had an aging spurt? You know what that is. All of a sudden, you see wrinkles and sagging eyelids and, oh my goodness, jowls. Almost overnight, you look older. I tackle aging spurts with eyelid and facelifts and office procedures like Botox, peels, and Ulthera, and the brand new jowl lifting Instalift. And I creatively use wrinkle filler to help bring back your natural beauty without distorting your features. Let's sit down and spend an hour together. I'll design a program that can help restore your appearance and one that's within your budget. Your solution might be as simple as having moles removed. My offices are on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan and in Somerset, New Jersey. Schedule a consultation by calling 212-753-1820. That's 212-753-1820. And check me out on the web at perryplasticsurgery.com. That's perryplasticsurgery.com. And mention you heard plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry on AM 970, and you'll receive a bottle of my nighttime serum during your consultation.
If you're planning a special event this holiday season, a corporate Christmas party or an engagement party or wedding, a corporate event, birthday or anniversary party, bar or bat mitzvah, why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Al's. Your guests will be so impressed with a beautiful yacht, delicious cuisine, and breathtaking skyline views. Let Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event, such as the Atlantis, where we go when we have our big AM 970 party. Atlantis is great. Captain Fred took care of us. I remember the first year I went. Yeah. Great food, exceptional service. The sound system is great. Very clean restrooms, beautiful dining rooms, terrific food. Francesca has beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at a convenient location throughout the metropolitan area. Franz yachts are fully insured and Coast Guard certified, so visit franztouchofclass.com. That's franztouchofclass.com to see the range of yachts in her fleet. Then give her a call and find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious food, and give you the details of all the services provided. Talk to her today and start planning. 212-385-9400. That's 212-385-9400, or go to Franz Touch of Class, book your yacht.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
A27, break out your notepads on Piscopo in the morning, because if you want to know what is worth seeing, you need only to take vociferous notes on the things that Jeffrey Lyons is about to tell you about this weekend's motion pictures. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Hi, Frank. Wait a minute. You do movie reviews, too.
I know, but I haven't seen anything that's in theaters. Most of the movies I've seen are, by the time I get around to seeing them, they're a year or two old. So.
Yeah, he just caught up with Citizen Kane.
Exactly, right.
Yeah, well, movies are meant to be seen when they're released the first time. It's okay to catch them up on, catch up with them on Netflix and other such services, but they're released at a certain time of year, depending on the film, for certain reasons. So if it's possible, it's best to see them when they're first run.
Well, and do you like to go to the movie theaters, Jeffrey? Do you like the experience of sitting in a movie theater with a popcorn and everyone else
not
around?
Not popcorn. Well, yeah, that's for civilians.
You go to the screenings.
I see movies in several different ways. If it's a huge blockbuster, then it'll, you know, Thor or something like that, it'll be what's called an all media at, you know, Lincoln Square or 19th Street, all these big triplexes, and there's a lot of people around me having popcorn. I'll have it too some once in a while, and then I'll get them on screeners online nowadays.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And it used to be that they'd always send you for independent films a DVD. Well, I recently gave 1,000 of them to my friend because they were taking up too much space, and I'd seen them all. And then there are other ways to see them too. Sometimes you do get screeners, and then of course I see them in studio screening rooms. And I never forget that that's not the way people see movies.
Right.
And I never forget that they have to wait online and do something called paying, which is an interesting concept. But wait a minute. Before you think I'm a dilettante, before you think I'm a let-them-eat-cake kind of guy, remember, when I have to see Transformers 7 you know, the Bar Mitzvah of the Planet of the Apes or something like that on a beautiful fall day around noon, 1:30, you won't be available.
Not enough popcorn in the world, Jeffrey. Not enough popcorn in the world.
So, Jeffrey, Michael and I were looking at the review above his column in the New York Post today, your father's former newspaper, for Murder at the Orient Express.
Murder on the Orient Express.
And give it. What was your take on
this?
Well,
I liked it. It's a remake. Really? Of the 1974 movie with Kenneth Branagh directing and starring and playing Hercule Poirot, and that's the role that Albert Finney had.
Yeah.
And I must say that when you have a non-French actor doing a French accent, I kept thinking of Peter Sellers, Inspector Clouseau, saying, a room, I'd like a room.
Does your dog bite?
Yes, and it kind of takes you out of it. But I liked it. I mean, what a cast of Penelope Cruz. Dame Judi Dench in the old Wendy Hiller role.
Oh, yeah.
Willem Dafoe doing a rotten German accent. Michelle Pfeiffer taking over for Jacqueline Bisset, as if anybody could.
Oh, gosh, she was beautiful.
Agatha Christie, and Jacqueline Bisset is still perfectly capable of that role.
Hey, Jeffrey, is it really stylish the way the 1974 film was?
Yes, and the cinematography is gorgeous. A train in 1934 or 35 is marooned on a bridge when it gets derailed, and while they're waiting to be rescued, somebody gets killed. Johnny Depp's in it too. Somebody gets killed, and it is up to Inspector Poirot to go one by one which person did it. And you almost don't care. It's just so pretty and interesting looking. And
well, I assume that you knew who done it, as
no,
they say, because you saw the original, right?
Yeah, but who?
You've forgotten?
I've seen 6,000 movies between then and
how
now.
How can you forget The Solution, though? It's one of Agatha Christie's most brilliant
don't
solutions.
Say it, no spoilers.
Frank Morano did it.
That's right.
I can't remember who did it.
So no. were you really surprised at the ending?
No, there are no. Sort of.
Did you figure it out, Jeffrey?
No, not really, because I don't think Agatha Christie could. Let's just leave it like that.
Oh,
then
boy.
There's Daddy's Home 2. With, again, Mark Wahlberg with his trademark tight T-shirt to show off his muscles, and John Lithgow, and their father show up. John Lithgow plays, I'm sorry, Will Ferrell. And Will Ferrell's father is played by John Lithgow. And Mark Wahlberg's father is played by an actor who I refer to as He Who Shall Not Be Named. Mm. Who made a movie called Passion of the Christ, which offended me. Mm-hmm. I was able to write my review for radio without mentioning his name, even though he's an excellent director, it must be said. Mm-hmm. And John Cena shows up, and it's just more of the same. Alexandra Ambrosio the camera adores her. I never miss a movie with a Victoria's Secret supermodel in it.
John Lithgow is such a good actor. What was that movie he played the villain in? He was really creepy.
Oh, yeah, in the one with Sylvester Stallone about mountain climbing.
Yes. Cliffhanger. Yeah, terrific.
Yeah, it is a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
And it's just more of the same. You know, macho daddy or kind daddy. And then there's another one called two really great films. One is called 1945. That's a Hungarian black and white movie about a town that has a deep dark secret in 1945. And when a rabbi and his son get off the train, they're afraid they're going to have to give up the apartments and all the property that they appropriated once they betrayed the Jewish family in that town during the war, and they were never seen again. And it reminded me of Bad Day at Black Rock, if you remember that.
Oh,
movie.
Yes, Spencer Tracy. It's
yes.
Great.
Spencer
movie.
Tracy gets off the train.
Yes.
And there's a town there.
He's got only one arm, right?
That's right, with Ernest Borgnine and Lee Marvin before they became stars. And so it's similar to that. I don't know if I'm the only one who made that comparison, but it's really a wonderful film. And the best film of the week, even better than Murder on the Orient Express, is Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. It is, to borrow a phrase that one of my competitors, a colleague and friend said, it's the best Coen Brothers movie the Coen Brothers never made.
Not a catchy title, though.
It stars Frances McDormand,
she's
whose
great.
Daughter has been murdered 7 months before, and she's disappointed with Police Chief Woody Harrelson, who she thinks hasn't done enough, and Sam Rockwell plays his wacky deputy, and it's so edgy, and I wish I hadn't seen it yet so I can see it again. It's one of the year's best films. It's beware of movies with catchy titles. Remember Jack Lemmon did a movie called Fifth, P-F-F-F-F-F-T?
Oh, yeah.
So beware, but in this case, it really works. It's a great film, and I think it's going to be a serious Oscar contender.
So, Jeffrey, you referenced the gentleman who you refer to as he who shall not be named.
Yes,
Michael and I were talking about Kevin Spacey earlier. They're now reshooting all the scenes from the upcoming film that he's doing. That's out next month, by the way, with Christopher Plummer.
I know, who plays the original Scrooge in a movie called The Man Who Invented Christmas about Charles Dickens.
Do you think that Kevin Spacey, if the allegations are true, which appears likely, do you think that he should indeed be a pariah?
I mean, absolutely.
Is the career over? Over?
I think so. The same with Louis C.K. and maybe the guy from Alabama. Absolutely.
Yeah.
My wife pointed out people sometimes do things when they're drunk that they have no memory of, but that doesn't excuse it.
No, of course. You know, I'm drunk all the time. I've never assaulted anyone.
How do you know?
You just made yourself a very big target,
exactly.
Frank.
Jeffrey, thank you. Have a good weekend.
Take care, Jeffrey.
All right.
Stay warm. All right. Coming up next, we will talk with Mike Gallagher, who so far has an unblemished record, free of sexual assault. But first, someone who cannot say the same with all the local news headlines and updates, Al Gattullo.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
Did you really just say that? Unbelievable. I hope you're fired by the end of the show. Really. I mean that completely. 37 degrees at 8:34. I'm Al Gattullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Hopefully I can get through this report without assaulting Frank Morano. 8 people are under arrest following a drug bust in Newark. Officials say search warrants were executed at 303, 307, and 317 Clinton Avenue after residents in the neighborhood complained of suspicious activity. Police say they recovered nearly $9,000 in cash along with 758 drugs, including oxycodone, Xanax, and marijuana. Those arrested charged with sale and distribution of drugs as well as drug sales within 1,000 feet of a school. A pit bull dog was also removed from one of the apartments. The Rockefeller Center Christmas tree going up tomorrow. The 75-foot spruce was cut down in State College, Pennsylvania yesterday, trucked to New York on a flatbed trailer. The 13-ton tree will be hoisted into place in the morning. Lights turned on November 29th during Rock Center's 85th annual tree lighting ceremony. In sports, Islanders hockey tonight. They'll play the Stars in Dallas. You can listen to it right here on AM 970, The Answer at 8:30. The Devils lost 3-2 to the Oilers in overtime at the Rock. Seahawks beat the Cardinals 22-16 on Thursday Night Football. And the men's college basketball season will tip off tonight. Seton Hall takes on Fairleigh Dickinson. You can listen to that right here on The Answer at 6:30. St. John's will open up again at home against New Orleans, and you can listen to that game on our sister station at 7 o'clock on the Mission 570 WMCA. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Alternate side parking rules are suspended for Veterans Day. Metered parking rules remain in effect. It's busy Cross Bronx East at Jerome Avenue with a disabled tractor trailer blocking lane. Inbound GWB still waiting an hour. Watch for delays on the westbound Cross Bronx out toward 3rd Avenue. 95 northbound exit 4 up in Greenwich. Watch for an accident on the shoulder. Over on Delancey Street, it's a closure by Clinton Street out by the Williamsburg Bridge. It's an ongoing accident investigation. Heading over to the island, northern state, eastbound at IU Willits Road, accident with an unauthorized truck into the overpass, and traffic is still building at the inbound GWB, still up to an hour to the upper level. Lincoln 30, Holland still waiting 15 to 20, getting into town. 206 in Sandyston, it looks like an accident still out there as well. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 40. Sunny tomorrow, high of 41. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven. TheraWorks Relief can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com.
Tomorrow from 10 a.m. to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 tomorrow morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Phil Van Horn here for Blue Rock Energy. It never hurts to explore your options, and at Blue Rock, there's a lot to explore, like fixed, variable, and blended energy rate plans for your business, a full range of services to help reduce energy consumption, and a level of predictability that your local utility can't match. Plus, our energy advisors are there every step of the way, so whatever choice you make, you know it's the right one. Visit BlueRockEnergy.com today and learn how to get a free on-site assessment.
If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. It's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. Each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. Once you start taking Balance of Nature, you will feel great. People report that their skin looks better, they have fewer aches and pains, and they have a lot more energy to celebrate Balance of Nature's 20th anniversary. They are offering their best deal ever. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. 1-800-246-8751 and use the promo code The Answer for a free 2-month supply, or go to balanceofnature.com. But make sure you use the promo code The Answer. Call Balance of Nature, 1-800-246-8751. Use the promo code The Answer.
I couldn't believe what I saw on Highland Boulevard on Staten Island the other day. I could not believe it. I looked up. It was election day, and I looked up. What did I see along Highland Boulevard in Newdorp? Christmas lights. And my longtime companion says to me, can you believe there's Christmas lights up already? It's not even Thanksgiving. I said, honey, yesterday wasn't even election day, and there were Christmas lights up yesterday. But what that did, it was a shocking slap in the face that Christmas is right around the corner. And a lot of you don't know what to get for your mom, your grandmother, your sister, your brother. There is one perfect gift if they eat or cook, and that is the gift box from Michael's of Brooklyn. This is a gift that everyone can enjoy. They can enjoy pastas combined with this incredible sauce that they make right there at the restaurant in Brooklyn. The same sauce that's made with all sorts of natural ingredients like imported Italian tomatoes, imported olive oil, hand-chopped fresh basil, garlic, and onion. So how do you get these gift boxes? Well, you can go to the restaurant itself. Great place to have a meal, by the way, at Avenue R and Nostrand Avenue. You can go online to michaelsofbrooklyn.com, or you can give them a call at 718-998-7851. That's 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over a half century.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
I'm in a New York state of mind.
Piscopo in the Morning. We are Piscopolis this Friday. Michael Riedel, the theater columnist from the New York Post, here with me, Frank Moreno.
Michael Riedel, one of my favorite voices in New York.
this guy's
doing
a great
job. Thank you, Mr. Gallagher.
Well, I'm telling you what, Mr. Like you said, you better look out. This is Joe DiMaggio.
You are the only person on our station.
Eve Harrington.
Well, yep. Lou Gehrig is the appropriate.
Lou Gehrig, I'm going to say.
But you are the only person on our station that I think sees more Broadway shows than Michael Riedel.
Perhaps.
Gallagher is the biggest fan of Broadway I have ever met. You don't miss anything.
Saw that Steve Martin play the other night, Meteor Shower. I liked it.
Amy Schumer, right?
Amy Schumer, yeah. Who's really good.
Yep, she's an actress.
I think she's hilarious.
Well, she's a great actress. I mean, she's good. It's a good ensemble. Although there was some drama there. Didn't they fire the guy before?
Yeah, they fired a guy who was in the play. I can't remember his name now, but it was really, people were saying, is Amy Schumer being a real diva? I said, no, it was the director, Jerry Zaks. The guy just was not in the same play as everyone else.
And Jerry Zaks is a...
And you know from being an actor, you know, the actors have got to be in the same universe. If they're not, it's jarring. jarring, and the play doesn't work.
And in that show, because it's it's two couples, and it's cute and it's silly and it's kind of you know,
whimsical. I hear.
But I try to see everything I can see. I'm going to try to see Bernadette as she replaces Bette in Hello
Dolly.
Do you
have to pay for tickets, or do you have some sort of Riedel style deal?
No, I wish I had a Riedel style. The Riedel style deal is I pay 30% more. My problem is, and I'm a snob because I want to be close.
Yeah, you want to sit in the best
seats. And to me, best seat is close. I could sit in the front row every night. Fun. I like to watch the faces. I like to watch, you know, see how things are done.
So like when the actors spit on you, though?
Yeah, you put up the windscreen.
Obviously, it's no big secret that the folks in the theater community are very anti-Donald Trump. They get lectured poor Mike Pence when he went to see Hamilton. Do you often have the cast turning their back to you?
Every night. They say, there he is. You know, I had a guest on yesterday, Phelan McAleer, who brought the play Ferguson to New York. Ferguson is the verbatim reading of the grand jury testimony of the Michael Brown case. This was the guy that, you know, the alleged hands up, don't shoot that really was debunked. Yep. There wasn't a hands up, don't shoot narrative. The grand jury testimony vindicated the police. So now there's a play that this Phelan McAleer, who's a documentary filmmaker and a producer, put together called Ferguson. It's an English style of theater called verbatim, where the actors just read what was actually the transcript of the grand jury testimony.
That show debuted, I think, in San Francisco, right?
In L.A.
And then they brought it here. The cast quit.
They marched out.
It was something different than they thought it was going
to be. Well, it wasn't, but that was what they were sort of fed.
Yeah.
The allegation is that, you don't have all 37 hours of grand jury testimony in a three-hour play, so you're cherry-picking.
Yeah.
Well, sure enough, that same kind of controversy happened here. He did it somewhere in this little 50-seat theater over here in Manhattan, and the last night, one of the actors who signed on to be one of the characters turns to the audience toward the end and starts doing this big speech and this spiel about
how... He has his Hamilton moment.
And Phelan got livid. The director, by the way, of this was Jerry Dixon, who was on Broadway with Idina Menzel, If Then.
He's a really talented, terrifically talented kid.
Great actor, and he was the director, black guy.
and he was
mad at the actor for disrupting the play.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
It's like, this isn't your play, you're the actor.
Read the play before you take the assignment. If you object to the play, don't take the job.
So, Mike, I want to get a preview of what's on your show coming up at 10 o'clock, but you have to give us your take on this interesting set of circumstances out of Alabama, where Judge Moore is besieged with calls from people like John McCain to resign. Mitch McConnell says if the allegations are true, he should step aside. How do you come down on
this? Well, it's funny that people are reacting so violently to the idea of if it's true, he should step down. I would think Roy Moore would say, if it's true, I would step down.
Right, you think so.
The president has said that because if it isn't true, then you've got a great injustice. If it is true, you've got a 14-year-old who was the victim of a very horrific and serious crime. You got two sexual cases here. You got Judge Roy Moore, you've got this Louis C.K.
story. Well, the big difference is Louis C.K. is not up for election in a month.
No, but the political components should have nothing to do with this. Listen, give credit where credit is due. Harvey Weinstein was brought down by the New York Times.
He was, yeah.
And that's something that our side, as conservatives, sometimes forget, you know, that the New York Times was not going to turn a blind eye to something based on politics.
I bet if Hillary Clinton had won the election, Weinstein would not have been brought down. I think he would have still been protected.
Interesting.
He would have been powerful because he was so close to the Clintons.
Well, and then project that onto the Senate race. If Roy Moore weren't the nominee, would he have been brought down?
No, I don't think so.
30 days before the election, at 40 years in public service, and suddenly 3 weeks ago, the Washington Post heard about this. That's a very interesting set of circumstances. Now, I say that, though, with great caution, because, of course, if it is true, then you have a 14-year-old victim. And we are... We are very much aware now of harassment and predatory behavior, and we ought to be.
But so there was all sorts of corroborating witnesses here and all sorts of people that went on record. My question, though, is exactly what you pointed out, the timing. Why didn't this come out before the primary? Why didn't this come out before he was elected chief judge?
But, Frank, there won't be a resolution other than one resolution, and that is what the voters of Alabama are going to decide. By law, he can't be removed from the ballot. He ain't going anywhere. He's going to
battle this out.
He will fight this to the bitter end. He is going to say it's not true, because the truth is, this is not really something you can corroborate with evidence or
no forensic files on this one.
No. So what, you know, so it's one of those. And he said, she said. And you shouldn't be politically motivated. If you're a Republican, you shouldn't want to turn a blind eye to what could have possibly happened because he's a Republican. If you're a liberal Democrat who's afraid of him in the Senate, you shouldn't go after him and demand and insist that he's guilty in not knowing that he's guilty simply because you don't want him to win the seat.
In this climate, though, it's not enough, it seems to me, to defeat your opponent. People want to destroy their opponents.
It's very ugly out there right now, Michael. I mean, John Podoretz had a tweet last night. There was a terrorist attack in New York City last week, just a few blocks from here.
Yeah.
Last week. Yep. And it's the velocity of the news is making us crazy. Mm. The velocity, the intensity, it's a fire hose. We're trying to take it all in. I mean, we haven't even touched on tax reform yet. We've got to talk about important things that happen to people all over the country.
If we find that terrorist sexually harassed someone, then we're really going to go after him.
I'm telling you, it's a never-ending. I have to do my show today. It's rated R, I guess, because it's kind of like...
You know, I live right near where the terrorist incident happened, and I was jogging the other day, and very moving. Eight white crosses have gone up with the names of the victims.
Well, I was amazed. That's the path I take to drive into work every day. A day after, it was like nothing had happened.
Yeah.
It was the craziest thing.
But I'll tell you what, I'll always be haunted by, because after it happened, I walked out to the police barricades and whatnot, and I saw the mangled bikes. And I thought, my God, if a truck does this to a bike, what the heck did it do to a person?
Oh, no. And you go back to Texas the other day, and that monster, that evil, evil, satanic man that did what he did. He was executing babies at point-blank range after they were crying, after being initially shot. He shot them multiple times. You know what I keep thinking about, guys? And I this is a Rush Limbaugh mocked analogy about what about the children? But I can't stop thinking about what young parents are telling their kids in this day and age.
Yeah.
In 2017...
Yeah, in one place you're going to be safe is church.
There's church or the evening news where you shouldn't have to hear about Louis C.K. and filthy behavior or allegations of children being molested. I mean, what are you telling your 8, 9, 10-year-old kids?
What are you telling us starting at 10 o'clock?
Well, we're gonna dive into all of this. I mean, we're certainly going to break down the president's very successful visit to Asia. We've got some, I think, very, very smart analysis. We need to be smart on the Roy Moore stuff, on the Louis C.K. stuff. And again, a reminder of stuff not being partisan driven. Again, I got to say it. I'm no fan of the New York Times. Remember, the Times went after a big Democrat donor. So
that's
a big story. And we ought to, and that hasn't been a part of this that's been discussed very much. So, you know,
Kevin Spacey, by the way, was a big Clinton supporter, too.
Yeah, there you go. So there's examples of the liberal media saying this transcends any kind of politics. I think the Judge Roy Moore thing, you've got the Never Trumpers, though, that didn't want Moore in there. Mitch McConnell was in there pretty... I mean, John McCain saying he's got to step down because of the allegation.
Yeah, well, that's preposterous. I mean, if this is not true, then of course he shouldn't step
down. Yeah, but I mean, how do that really literally does confirm Senator McCain believing no due
process. Well, then let's get somebody to accuse John McCain of something.
Somebody
I'm sure we
did.
Could find something.
It was all over the internet last night.
Exactly.
I didn't see this. What do they accuse McCain of?
I think it was tongue-in-cheek, but the point being, when John McCain says Roy Moore's got to step down because of the allegation, then somebody on Twitter said, oh, I'm going to say this about John McCain 30 years ago. Now you must step down, right? And that's the edgy response to a very, I think, peculiar... I mean, John McCain is kind of like, listen, I'm fighting, I'm in the fight of my life. All bets are off. Yeah. I'm just going to do what I want to do, and it's a tough time to try to deal with. And you pray for him and his family, what they're going through. He's dealing with terminal brain cancer. So, in other happy news, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the second act?
That's all coming up on the Mike.
Great
Gallagher
job today,
show.
Michael Riedel with these guys.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to be with you.
You want to do the Gallagher show today?
I love going on the show.
I
got to thank you. You were such an early champion of my book, Razzle Dazzle.
You really
promoted that book.
You
for
want
me.
A book that you're going to get the whole story on what Broadway's really like. You get Razzle Dazzle.
You think Harvey Weinstein was bad? Some of those Schubert brothers, boy, they had the 5 o'clock girls. You know, they bring the chorus girls up to the offices above the Schubert Theater.
A little chickadee.
And precisely.
Debbie, we are in the wrong business, aren't we?
Wow. I love Broadway now. Now it's getting more interesting. I got to get this
for
book.
Sure. I'm waiting for your tell-all traffic book. That's the book I want to read.
Yeah, we all know where the hot spots are.
Can you sing
traffic.
The traffic report for us?
No. I don't want to scare anybody.
Traffic
that would really
musical.
Scare everybody.
Like how's traffic looking?
But
Debbie?
I do like singing that Big Spender song.
Hey, I know
Big Spender.
The minute you walked in the joint. I could see you were a man of distinction and gun traffic.
Go, Michael. I love it.
I'm impressed here. All right, can we have the roads open?
Let's see what's happening right now, guys. We're going to head over to the inbound GWB. Have to be a big spender to pay the tolls here. It looks like you're still waiting over an hour as well at the GWB. It's all due to that disabled truck over on the Cross Bronx eastbound out by Jerome Avenue. They're just cleaning up that disabled tractor trailer. But again, an hour in at the GWB. Watch out for some stop and go traffic still as you head over to the inbound. Lincoln is 25. Holland only 15 minutes getting into town. And still seeing some problems right now as you take it over to Delancey Street. Delancey Street, they're cleaning up an accident over by the Williamsburg Bridge. Alternate side parking rules are suspended citywide for Veterans Day. Thank you, veterans, for your service. Metered parking rules remain in effect. Also seeing delays on the Brooklyn Bridge getting into town with an accident reported there as well. And keep in mind, it looks like you're moving okay over on the subways. Some earlier problems cleared over on the A, C, and the E. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Win a case of sauce from Michael's of Brooklyn. Enter on AM970TheAnswer.com or by calling the Joe Piscopo Show during Italian Trivia Contest. Contest runs from Wednesday, May 23rd until further notice. Online winners will be chosen at random every Wednesday during contest duration. On-air winners will be announced during the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday during contest duration. Chance of winning is based on number of entries or calls. Prize is one case of sauce from Michael's of Brooklyn. See complete contest rules at AM970TheAnswer.com.
This is Greg Picker with your New York Islanders Minute. Tuesday night, the Islanders were home at Barclays Center, playing host to the Edmonton Oilers. In the second period, with the Islanders down 1-0, it was a former Oiler getting the Islanders on the board.
Barzell grabbed it, though, right wing over the Oiler line. Drops for Everly, right circle, shoots and scores! Jordan Everly has his first ever goal against his former club, and he has tied this game at 1 on yet another beautiful setup from Matt Barzell.
Tied 1-1 after 60 minutes, the Islanders and Oilers would head to overtime, and that is where last year's Hart Trophy winner as league MVP Connor McDavid would win it for Edmonton. The Islanders head this weekend to the Western Conference for two games, beginning Friday night in Dallas at 8:30 p.m. You can hear the action between the Islanders and Stars on the home of New York Islanders hockey, AM 970, The Answer. This has been Greg Picker with your New York Islanders Minute.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo on the radio. You heard me talking about spider crickets in my basement. They were so creepy to me. Well, a package arrived at my doorstep from Plug-In Pest Free. Well, I plugged in my Pest Free Pro, and now my pest problems are a thing of the past. The spider crickets are gone. It was that simple. Plug-In Pest Free is completely non-toxic, environmentally friendly, no fumes, no smell, no fuss, no mess. Plus, it's long-term and cost-effective. Forget about those expensive ongoing yearly chemical treatments. Your Plug-In Pest Free Pro has a one-time cost of only $249, saving you a ton of money. Visit GoPestFree.com. That's GoPestFree.com. Promo code Joe20 for 20% off and free shipping. GoPestFree.com. Promo code Joe20 before this offer expires. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget.
Finding the right holiday gift can be so stressful. Unless you're giving impressive, personalized, and unique gifts to your family, friends, and clients from Pompeii Gift Baskets, a family-owned business in New Jersey with a history of inspiring joy with delicious foods and drinks. Pompeii Gift Baskets specialize in providing a wide array of customizable gift baskets featuring luxury wines, champagnes, beer, coffee, tea, decadent snacks, chocolate truffles, cookies, and more. Wine and liquor bottles can even be engraved with a special message, photo, or logo. Basket themes are personalized and can range anywhere from elegant and chic to masculine or sports themed. Go to PompeiiGiftBaskets.com to create your custom order or call Daniela. She'll work within any budget to get your gift just right, down to including kosher options if needed. Delivery is available throughout the U.S. from single baskets or bottles to large corporate orders. To create your custom gift, call Pompeii Gift Baskets at 888-272-0220. That's 888-272-0220 or visit PompeiiGiftBaskets.com. That's Pompeii, P-O-M-P-E-I giftbaskets.com.
Michael meant that. Coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Couple of minutes before before 9 o'clock. Nobody cares what any of us think about tax reform, at least as you're getting ready to head out and deal with this frigid weather. The most important person you want to hear from today is Maggie Johnson over at the AM 970 The Answer Weather Center. Maggie, how is it looking today?
It is so cold. We're going to have a good
amount
of sunshine.
How cold is it?
Well, we're going to be hovering in the 30s throughout the rest of the day.
That's not that cold. Not Come on.
It's a wind.
It's the wind that cuts right through you.
It does cut right through you. So when you factor in the wind, it feels like it's in the teens and low 20s. So that's why you want to bundle up. It looks really pretty out, but just catch a tree and you'll see how windy it is. So the skies stay clear. The winds wind down. We drop to 24.
Did you say the wine?
Record low. I don't know what
she said. The wine. Uh-oh, we know what she's been doing.
It's a little early for that. 10 o'clock. Just kidding. The record low is 28. We're going to drop to 24. So a cold night. And then tomorrow, less wind. So it won't be quite as harsh. We'll have sunshine mixed with some clouds. The high just 38. And then we're up to 48 on Sunday.
All right. Thank you, Maggie. It is so cold. Even the pickpockets are calling in sick. All right. We'll take your calls next.
Joe Piscopo, he's not.
That's for sure. All right. We're going to take your calls next on, and we're going to get Michael Riedel's tax reform plan. You're not going to miss this. It's going to generate revenue and stimulate economic growth. And we want to hear from you. What's your tax reform plan? Do you want it flat? Do you want it consumption? 877-970-2999. Here's Al Gattullo with a news reform plan.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
37 degrees at 8:59. Frank Moreno, still not funny. I'm Al Gattullo, though, with local news first. Here's what's going on. Nassau County lawmakers have some major changes to make in next year's budget. Yesterday, the Nassau Interim Finance Authority rejected the budget after county lawmakers cut $60 million in fee hikes. NYFA says the legislature has a couple of weeks to find a way to add about $30 million to the 2018 budget. Flyers are reacting to an undercover operation that shows airport screeners are failing to detect test weapons at a high rate. Details not disclosed publicly, but congressional sources told NBC News that the TSA failure rate was high. The TSA said in a statement it takes the findings very seriously and is taking measures to improve screening effectiveness. In sports, the Devils lost 3-2 to the Oilers in overtime. Seahawks beat the Cardinals 22-16 on Thursday Night Football. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattullo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.